this little wad of notes. I'm not sure if they mean anything. I'll try to stick to them if I can. Stuart Briscoe, who's known to Muriel, Stuart and Jill Briscoe. Stuart Briscoe is a well-known speaker, conference speaker, in fact has spoken here in Peebles at the Hydro. He always said that before he gave his message, his sermon, he always liked to tell people what the subject was and then to give them the headings so that if they fell off to sleep during the sermon, at least they had something to take away with them to reflect upon. So I'm going to follow that example this morning, and my subject is to stray or to stay. To stray or to stay. And then the subheadings are love is unconditional, love is individual, and love is emotional. And when we read the scriptures, perhaps you'll understand where I'm coming from. And our reading this morning, if you have a Bible, is in Matthew chapter 18. And we're going to read just two verses. And in my Bible, the heading is Parable of the Lost Sheep. Matthew 18, verse 12. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go to search for the one that is lost? And if he find it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. The shepherd with the 100 sheep. To stay or to stray. In the culture when Jesus was alive, it was very common for teachers, the Jewish rabbis, to tell stories. They would do this so that they could perhaps better explain a scripture or some truth that they believed God wanted them to share with those who they were speaking to. And you know, Jesus followed that tradition. He also told stories, and of course we have many of them in the Gospels. I received an email this week from a missionary known to Jim and others, Jonathan Newell. Some little while ago, he asked if Opal would facilitate the publishing of a small children's book on the Good Samaritan. And we were able to do that with the help of Paul in America and an artist who comes from Glasgow. We did a lovely little book called Blessings, and it was built around a minibus, a little bit like Thomas the Tank Engine, stories that children love. But this was about a little minibus that would be familiar to the boys and girls in Africa. But it was telling the story of the Good Samaritan. And Jonathan wrote to me and said to me and to others that were included in the email how much a blessing the story had been to the boys and girls in Malawi. And we got some pictures of some orphan children whose parents had died of AIDS, reading the book and beginning to understand and learn the story of the Good Samaritan. An unforgettable story that Jesus spoke about that captivated the people when he spoke it so many years ago and continues to captivate even those who read and learn about it today. And those little boys and girls, they were truly blessed as they read that book, The Good Samaritan. And so Jesus here, he wants to get across an important truth. And so he tells a story, and we know it as the parable of the lost sheep. Sheep would be well known to the people that he was speaking to, and shepherds. They say that here in the borders there are more sheep than people. I don't know how true that is, but it must be close to that anyway. And certainly when Jesus was alive, sheep were everywhere, and there would be many shepherds, and the people would be familiar with the kind of story or illustration that Jesus was giving to them. It was an occupation that many were involved with, and they would know from their own experiences that the shepherd took care of the sheep and these sheep were valuable and important to the shepherd. But Jesus was trying to get across some important truths. And I think that I want to begin my talk by saying that one of those great and important truths that Jesus wanted to impress upon his hearers, that the shepherd in this story was none other than our Heavenly Father. And he wanted them to understand something of the absolute, unconditional love of our Heavenly Father. We thought about that this morning in our earlier service. Ken was able to introduce that theme to us, and we carried on with the theme right through our service. In the context of this story, the Lord Jesus is speaking about believers, those who have come to faith, who wander off. And perhaps we can maybe identify with that. Sometimes we stray. But let's talk more about that in a moment. But the truth is that all of us, whether we know the Lord or don't, the Bible teaches that all of us like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us without exception. And the Bible tells us that without God we are lost. But Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, has come, as the scripture teaches us, to seek and save people who are lost. I wonder if today each one of us can say, and truly mean it, that the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. When we come to faith and ask Jesus to be our Savior, we are given the gift of eternal life. And you know the words of Jesus. Jesus said, I will give to my sheep eternal life. They will never perish, and no one shall take them out of my hands. When we belong to the shepherd, when we come by faith to receive Jesus and belong to the shepherd, he gives us a name. And each sheep, the Bible tells us, is known by name, and we are precious to him. This story says to me, and I hope to you, that whether as a believer we stay in the fold or whether in the green pasture that the shepherd takes us and leads us into, or whether we stray, we remain his and we are precious to him. And that truth is not fully understood sometimes, because some people feel that they have strayed and therefore God has turned his back upon them. And what Jesus was trying to tell us in this story is that when the sheep strays, the good shepherd goes out to find the sheep that has strayed. 100 sheep the shepherd has, and one strays. What does the shepherd do? He leaves the 99, perhaps in the good hands of other shepherds, and he goes out and he looks for the sheep that has strayed. The Lord's love, our Heavenly Father's love, is absolutely unconditional. And whether we stay in the fold or whether we stray, he still loves us and he still cares for us and he will patiently seek us. You see, his love is not dependent upon our obedience. It is because of his love for each one of us that he will go and look for us. And so whether we are staying or straying, I want to get this point across, God loves us. So you ask the question, well, does it matter if we stray? If we stray, or if we stay, if God still loves us, why does it matter if we stray? And the simple answer to that is that if we stray and we go into the wilderness or into the desert, we become subject to great danger. Because in the wilderness, there are wolves out there. There is danger. The world can be a very ugly place. And the best place for those of us who have come to know the shepherd is to remain close to the shepherd. And so, although the Lord continues to love us when we stray, and will go and look for us and bring us back into the fold, the best place for us is to remain in the fold and to stay safe, close to the shepherd. Secondly, from this story that Jesus gave, we learn that his love is individual. He loves each one of us as if there was only one of us. I sometimes, you know, think about all the Christians that live in the world. There are millions living in China. Someone has said just recently 100 million people live in China who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. That figure is staggering. In a short period of time, that country that claimed there was no Christianity in it, we now know and have heard that there are up to 1 million believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then sometimes I think about those great men and women of God who have blazed trails of faith, pioneers, sometimes going out there to remote and primitive parts of the world, winning many men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I find myself saying, why is it with all of those Christians in the world, why is it that God, my Heavenly Father, takes time to care about me, this dumb sheep who can stray? But what I have come to learn, and be encouraged with this, my brother, my sister, what I have come to learn is that the Lord sees every one of us individually, and he loves each one of us as if we were the only person in this world. He would have sent his son Jesus to die on the cross if it was just for me, if it was just for you. Our Heavenly Father loves us individually. And that was the reason why he went out to find the sheep that had gone astray. He had 99 still in the fold. We might have thought, well, that's enough to be getting on with. But that's not how our Heavenly Father thinks. Each one of us is important to him. You might not think that you have any status or that you are unimportant in the church fellowship or in the wider church in the world, but you are so important to your Heavenly Father and you are precious to him. God loves me individually. God loves me for who I am, and Jesus died for me. And so his love is unconditional, and his love is for me and for you as individuals. Each one of us who knows Jesus can say, the Lord is my shepherd, and he knows us by name. Finally, God's love is emotional. What does he do when he goes out and finds this wandering sheep? Maybe what you and I might do would be quite different to what our Heavenly Father does. We often want to give people a jolly good ticking off. We want to teach them a lesson. We want to be judgmental. We want to tell them that it's their fault. They've got themselves into this situation, found themselves confronted with these problems and difficulties, and that's human nature. We want to be very legalistic and tell people that if they had done something different and behaved in a different way, they might have not experienced the difficulties that they're now currently experiencing. That's not what our Heavenly Father does. Our Heavenly Father, when he finds the wandering sheep, he doesn't rebuke, He doesn't scold. He doesn't lecture. Doesn't grab them by the throat and shake them. Doesn't punish them. There is no grudging acceptance with our Heavenly Father. What happens when we wander away? He comes and he finds us. And then there is an emotional outburst. Not of anger, but of joy. He gathers the straying sheep in his arms. And he rejoices greatly because he has found the sheep that went astray. Sometimes we wonder if there's any hope for us when we stray. The Heavenly Father that I know and that you know is patient. His love endures. He cares for us. And he very much wants for each one of us the best. And he will go and he will seek us out. For does not the scripture say that Jesus came to seek and save those who are lost? He seeks those who have never come to faith in a way that oftentimes we don't understand or appreciate. He knocks at the heart's door and he keeps knocking until a person by faith comes to receive him. And when we are believers and we stray, he comes looking for us again. What a great God it is that we have. Are we not tonight, this afternoon, rejoicing in this great and wonderful reality that we are part of the family of God? The wonder of grace is that our Heavenly Father, he never gives up on us. May God give each of us the desire to stay close to him, to stay close to the shepherd, not to wander away or stray, because that's not the object of my talk this morning, to encourage people to stray, but simply to encourage you to stay close to the shepherd, but also to tell you that the Lord continues to bring us back when we do stray. Let's also, of course, follow the example of our Heavenly Father, those of us who are part of his family, and rejoice also when those who have strayed come back to faith. Now, Muriel Robinson this Christmas got a present of a hymn book. It's an old-fashioned hymn book, so the pages try to impart that impression that these are old-fashioned hymns. One of them is a hymn written by a lady called Elizabeth Klepthane. She didn't write it as a hymn, she wrote it as a poem. But many years ago, in 1868, when Sankey and Moody were serving the Lord in Scotland for a short period of time, on the train across from Glasgow to Edinburgh, Sankey said to Moody, "I want to read you a poem." And apparently the story goes that Moody, his mind was cluttered with thoughts of his next sermon, and he didn't listen too carefully to what Sankey said to him. The poem was called "There Was 99." And eventually they came to Edinburgh, and Moody stood up and he spoke on this parable, the parable of the shepherd who had 100 sheep and one strayed. And it was a powerful sermon, and people listened, and some came to faith, and others who had backslidden and were far away from God returned to him, knowing that God was appealing to them as their good shepherd to come back into the green pastures and into the fold. And Sankey somehow was able, within a few minutes, I guess, during the length of the sermon, he pulled this poem out of his briefcase and he put some music to it. Must have been a remarkable musician. And he stood up at the end of the service in Edinburgh and he sang, "There was 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far from the gates of gold, away on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, you have 99. Are they not enough for thee?" But the shepherd made an answer, "This of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, hence are thy hands so rent and torn, they're pierced tonight by many a thorn, they're pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains and through the riven and up from the rock steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, 'Rejoice, I have found my sheep.' And the angels echoed around the throne, 'Rejoice, for the Lord brings back one of his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back one of his own.'" And so, in this lovely little story that Jesus gave us, remember, his love is unconditional. His love is individual. And finally, his love, yes, it takes on an emotion, because when we do come back, when we have strayed, he rejoices. We're back where we should be, in the fold. That's just where the shepherd wants us to stay and remain. May God bless his word.